Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR at Bill's training camp this morning. He's with us live. Sal, first day of pads for the team at camp. Is this when things really start to heat up?
Yeah, they can for sure. Good morning. It's always an exciting day. If you've been around football, you've played football, you know what the first day of pads is like. It's a totally different feeling mentally, physically, obviously. And today's the first day of pads. Yes, you can definitely get some skirmishes here or there. You know, it's not like you just walk on the field and everybody starts fighting or anything like that. But hey, this is what happens. You know, it's going to be hot today, mid 80s here, right? I mean, and people are going to be, you know, trying to win jobs, and they're going to be banging against each other and grabbing each other. And that's when things start to ramp up a little bit.
Yeah, first day in pads, a few practices under the belt to kind of get your feet wet, get familiar with everybody. Is this the week? Are these the few days where we really start to get a look at, all right, what are we looking at here? You know, who are going to be the Bills to really play a role this year?
Yeah, for sure, Brian. I mean, even coaches will tell you, you ask them questions about players, one of their default responses is, well, we'll see when the pads come on. Well, we'll see when the pads come on. And, you know, that's what you have to do. I asked last week, I asked Joe Brady about running backs behind James Cook. What are you looking at behind James Cook? What do you look for? He said, really, you want to see how they play when the pads come on and how they can pass protect and what their game speed is. So for sure, I think you're going to look at what? Keon Coleman, you know, Bill's first draft pick. You know, what can he do getting off press coverage now with pads on? You're looking at Cole Bishop, a physical guy at safety, your second round pick. Dwayne Carter, your third round pick, where, you know, let's see what he can do now in the trenches when you actually have to put hands on people and get through and shed blocks and stuff like that. So I think today is a day where we'll start to see that, but there's a long way to go here still.
Yeah, so much attention has been on receivers, but also safety. How's that position looking? It seems like Mike Edwards seems to be shining.
Well, Mike Edwards is a guy that the Bills, you know, signed to be a starter. He has two Super Bowl rings, one with Tampa, one with Kansas City. He's played in very similar defenses, but unfortunately he missed most of the spring with a shoulder injury. So he's working his way back. And you know, he's made a couple plays here and there, but actually I would tell you guys that surprisingly, DeMar Hamlin's been working in as a starter in his spot a little bit. But I don't know if that's more for, you know, we haven't figured out yet if that's because Edwards is still working his way back from that injury, or it's because, you know, DeMar Hamlin has a legit shot to be a starter next to Taylor Rapp, by the way, who's the other starter. Cole Bishop, who I just mentioned a little while ago, second round pick. He's mainly been with the second unit, sprinkled in with the starters. But really, I think we might be getting to a point where we think maybe DeMar Hamlin has a shot here, you know, battling against Mike Edwards.
On the receivers, though, who's standing out to you after a few days of watching these guys go?
Well, Keon stands out because he's a specimen, you know, and he's tall and he's the first round pick. He wears number zero. I should say second round pick, first pick for the Bills. He wears number zero and he just has an incredible catch radius. He makes catches that other people can't because of his body, because of his radius, because of his arms, where they can be. Khalil Shakir stands out because he just has terrific hands. Anything that's kind of thrown near him. Curtis Samuel, they are really using Curtis Samuel in a lot of different ways. Remember, this guy was a former running back. He's carried the ball a lot. He's not just a wide receiver. They're using him in a lot of ways. But I'll tell you, guy who popped yesterday is Tyrell Shavers. You know, he started seeing some time with the first unit, so it's a guy to keep an eye on. Now, is he going to make this an interesting competition? It feels like that's where we're trending. So you're always going to a guy or two around the roster, a few of them who start to make some noise. Tyrell Shavers is that guy as of yesterday, but as I said earlier, a long way to go. We'll see what happens here. And Mac Hollins is another guy, the guy that doesn't wear any shoes. you know, he, again, tall guy, good catch radius. You see him a lot. And then, you know, outside of receiver, though, Dalton Kincaid at tight end is just having a tremendous camp, guys. He just, he's in for a really big year, I think, in ascension. And even though he plays tight end, he's, I think, the guy that pops first and foremost when you talk about any of the pass catchers.
What's with the no shoes?
Yeah.
I got it. Because I've seen him around. I've seen the photos at camp, too. You know, he's walking barefoot. Is there something behind that? I don't know what it is, but do the coaches have a problem with a barefoot? You know, he's going to get stepped on or something by a cleat. What do you know?
No, this does go back. He is a guy that chooses to go barefoot. He's a guy that, you know, it's just natural for him. He likes it. We talked about it when he signed with the Bills. This was something that was in his like bio that was given to us in the media. I asked him about it, and he just said that basically, I have to go back and think about the answer, but it comes down to just kind of his natural feel for the earth, to be quite honest with you. He's a guy that is very in tune with that, with his body, and you know, he doesn't wear shoes. He, you know, he's playing football with shoes, obviously, so people know, right? He's got cleats on when he's out there, but he likes to walk around without shoes. He likes the way that it feels for his body, it feels for his feet. I think about the same thing. Like, I couldn't do that. I'd be worried about stepping on things. Like, it doesn't matter what it is on the ground. You know, I'd be jumping around going, ouch, ouch, here and there. I did the Micah Hyde softball game. As you guys know, I'm the MC for that. And he played in that game, and he shows up, and he bats his first at-bat. He's got no shoes on. Well, then after that, like, three guys didn't have shoes on when they came up to bat. Andy Isabella didn't have any shoes on. So, hey, he's starting a trend in some of his teammates, and he's getting them to do it as well.
Wow, that's wild. All right, how about running backs behind James Cook? How do they look?
So James Cook missed yesterday's practice for a excused personal absence. So we'll see if he's out there again today. So we don't know exactly what that is, but it was an excused absence. So behind him, that was a good opportunity to see where the rotation went. Really, it's been Ray Davis, who was a fourth-round pick by the team, and Ty Johnson, a veteran who has been on the team. Frank Gore Jr. is also there, but he wasn't getting as much time on the field. So I think between Davis and Johnson, they're kind of going back and forth. I think that is a true battle for who is the number two back. I really like the burst of Ray Davis. You know, when he gets into the hole, he has some burst, he has some speed, but he's also put the ball on the ground twice. He's fumbled a couple of times. You guys know that's just something that's not going to fly with Sean McDermott, especially a rookie that he hasn't been able to trust yet. So we'll see where that goes. Ty Johnson, I think Ty Johnson is a really, really solid football player. He could do a lot for you. Again, a couple of days ago, Josh hit him on a dime for a touchdown, a would-be touchdown. He dropped it right in his hands, right? He immediately got down and did 10 push-ups on his own. So these guys are having good moments, and they're having some moments they'd like back as they both battle for the number two spot behind James Cook.
Well, Sal, thanks for the update. I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Sal Capaccio joining us live from Bills training camp. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.